Go do one more here, coming down from Denver. Thank you all. Enjoy playing
music that's old at heart.
Sam and Dave and Bob, let's go before the water rises. I'm waterbound, I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home down in North Carolina. There's chicken growing in the old pine tree. Chicken growing in the old pine tree. Grown in the old pine tree down in North Carolina. I'm waterbound, can't get home. Waterbound and can't get home. Waterbound and can't get home way down in North Carolina.
Now, if any of you can sing the song that fast, you get a degree in speech therapy.
Waterbound and can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and can't get home way down in North Carolina. There's a wheelbarrow sitting in the old plowshed. Wheelbarrow sitting in the old plowshed. Wheelbarrow sitting in the old plowshed way down in North Carolina. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home way down in North Carolina.
I learned that from Wayne Urbison. It's bluegrass, isn't it? Oh, well.
Well, the old man's mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. Just as long as I get his daughter. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home way down to North Carolina. If he don't give her up, we're going to run away. Don't give her up, we're going to run away. If he don't give her up, gonna run away, way down to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home, way down to North Carolina. Well, I'm going home with the one I love. I'm going home with the one I love. I'm going home with the one I love, way down to North Carolina. I'm waterbound, can't get home. let's go before the water rises. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina. Yes, I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina.
Thank you.
The reason I asked if there's any kids here is that I was bombarded by about 5 or 10 of them running back beforehand, making requests. And I figure if I honor those requests, I'm going to be a superstar in about 20 years. All these kids. And one of them that two of them asked for, I promised I'd sing them. There's a song I did in a children's concert I did about 2 years ago here. And it's a song that the only song my mother ever taught me. And it was on Halloween every year we sing this song. See, we used to. I was the oldest of 9 kids, so I was in charge of everybody going out trick-or-treating, you know? And before we go out trick-or-treating, I was the one who got all the best from all the bags. I used to, you know, hey, I'll trade you one good apple for 2 of them crummy old Reese cups. That was my Reese cup period. I wasn't into apples yet. That happened when I was in college. And we used to sing the song. My mother used to get us all set to go out trick-or-treating. She'd sing, there was an old woman, all skin and bones. And we'd all go, ooh. This is another group precipitation song. You see, you get to sing that part. Ooh. Very good. She thought she'd go out to take a walk. She walked down by the old graveyard. Ooh. Oh, I'm so glad this is getting taped. It was dark and dirty in the old graveyard. Ooh. She saw the bones lying all around. She walked into the old grave house. Ooh. She saw a coffin lying on the floor. Ooh. She went to the coffin and opened the lid. Ooh. She looked inside.
Boom!
Oh, everybody likes to get scared, yes. Well, this is a request I have to honor early. And it's a song I sang last year when Paul Van Arsdale and I did a program here. And it's I learned it at the tail end of a tour I did doing concerts around Scotland. And I met an old man who had more fun than anybody at a particular party one night, so I offered to take him home. In exchange for taking him home, he sang me this song, which he claimed was true. He swore to me that this was true. So I swear to you that he swore to me it was true. Oh, Sally dear, I'm writing now to tell you of me plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. And I'm writing now to say why Patty's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height didn't seem a good idea. Now the boss man being over me and me being an awkward brat, well, he said I had to carry all those bricks down in me hat. Now to carry all those bricks from such a height, it was so slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel filled with building bricks was heavier than me. So when I at last untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket ship as the barrel sped from the ground. And halfway up, I met that damn old barrel coming down. Now the barrel broke my shoulder bone as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. Oh, I clung on tight, so numb with pain from such an almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now the barrel being lighter, now it started down once more. Started up once more. And I landed. Okay, now I want to explain to you what's happened so far. You see, I'm a... All right. Now when the barrel had spilled out those bricks upon the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. I went down like a rocket ship as the barrel shot from the ground, and I landed on the building bricks that were all scattered round. Oh, I lay there moaning on the ground. I thought I'd passed the worst till the barrel hit the pulley and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained over me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go of the bloody rope. Now the barrel being lighter, now it started down once more and landed right upon me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and all I have to say is I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. Yeah. Well, today over at the Appalachian Music Class, we had a big session of Carter Family music. And being as Jeanette Carter is going to be rolling in here about Wednesday night, I thought we'd maybe sing my favorite Carter Family song. I know Jeanette and I will sing it three or four times while she's here, but I thought I'd prime you all up. If you have any time at all while Jeanette is here, this coming Thursday and Friday, she's the daughter of A.P. and Sarah Carter of the original Carter family. This is the famous Carter family, of course, as opposed to the infamous Carter family. But she is probably the best singer of Carter family music around today. And this is a song I learned from her that is my absolute favorite Carter family song. One of the very first ones they recorded back in 1927 called The Orphan Child. And it's got some great harmony on the chorus and everything you can join in on. Oh, I hear a low, faint voice that says, my mom and papa's dead. It comes from the poor orphan child that must be clothed and fed. Oh, it comes from the poor orphan child that must be clothed and fed. Oh, it comes from the poor orphan child that must be clothed and fed. Now this is the chorus. Savior, lead them by the hand. Oh, Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand till we all reach that glittering strand. Savior, lead them by the hand till we all reach that glittering strand. Let's try it. Savior, lead them by the hand. Oh, Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand till we all reach that glittering strand. Let's try it once more with the basses singing AP's part. Just follow me. Savior, lead them by the hand. Oh, Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand. Lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by. You got it on your own now. Hand. Till we all reach that glittering strand. So many children now, poor little boys and girls, who once had mother's loving hands to smooth their golden curls. Who once had mother's loving hands to smooth their golden curls. Who once had mother's loving hands
to smooth their golden curls. Savior, lead them by the hand. Oh, Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand. Till we all reach that glittering strand. So save your every orphan, bless wherever they may roam. Bless every hand that lends an aid, and bless the orphan's home. Bless every hand that lends an aid, and bless the orphan's home. Bless every hand that lends an aid, and bless the orphan's home. Savior, lead them by the hand. Oh, Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand. Till we all reach that glittering strand.
Once more, sing it pretty.
Savior, lead. Lead them by the hand, lead them by the hand, Savior, lead them by the hand, Savior, lead them by the hand, lead them by the hand, till we all reach that glittering strand.
Good song.
Thank you. Nice singing, as long as we're on the subject of orphans. Here's our banjo teacher this week. My old buddy, the Crisco Kid himself, Banjo Wayne Erbson. We're going to play a real pretty song written by a guy out in San Francisco. It's one of those new songs sounds old. Real.
Testing. There you go.
This is a real pretty one we don't hardly get to sing enough, called Every Bush and Tree. You know, you just sing right along.
In her heavenly home. Daddy moved back to line four, and he left us here all alone. And the sheriff came by next evening, and they took us to an orphan home. I hear soft, I hear a soft wind sweeping through every bush and tree. Through every bush and tree, I know my mother's waiting. I know my mother's waiting in her heavenly home for me. So come all you orphan children who's left. We'll go and live with our mothers, where the parting will be no more. I hear a song.
Wayne Erbson. Wayne Erbson. I'd like to sing a couple songs from some other Randolph County musicians who I'm not sure that a lot of you who are here just for Augusta are going to have the great pleasure of meeting. Currents and Minnie Hammonds live down in Huttonsville. Start off with a real pretty one actually, this isn't from Minnie. It's actually a song from Wisconsin, sung by a woman about 15 miles from where I grew up, that I heard Minnie sing, one almost just like it's a real pretty one called Charming Beauty Bright. Once I courted a charming beauty bright. I courted her by day and I courted her by night. I courted her for love, and love I did obtain, and I'm sure that she had no right to complain. She had cruel parents, I came for to know, to gather their daughter, and away we would go. But they put her in confinement and locked her up secure, and I never, no, never caught sight of my dear. One night by her window I chanced for to go, to see if she had forgot me or no. But when she heard me coming, she wrung her hands and cried, said, I never would forget you, love, until the day I died. Then to the wars I thought I would go, to see if I could forget my love or no. But when I got there to the army shining bright, oh, I bore all my troubles to my own heart's delight. Then 7 long years I spent in Mexico, and then back home I thought I would go. Oh, her mother saw me coming, she ran to me and cried, says, my daughter loved you dearly, and it's for your sake she died. Then I was struck like a man that was slain. My tears, they ran down like the showers of rain, crying, oh, oh, this grief I cannot bear. Oh, my darling's in her silent grave, and soon shall I be there. Thank you. And lastly, a song from Currents Hammonds. Now, Currents is not only a great singer, but he's a great storyteller. And I'll be teaching this in my classes, probably up at the Ice House at night, for very close friends to play the Jew's harp. Jew's harp, you know, is a very regarded instrument in American folklore. I think they probably thought it was a toy or something. You know, you can play, you do all kinds of wonderful things. You can talk to your friends, you know. And you can actually play tunes like this one about Daddy's old billy goat. Daddy bought me great big billy goat. Mama, she washed most every day. Hung the clothes out on the line, and the gosh darn goat, well, he came that way. Well, he started eating on my old red shirt. You ought to hear them buttons crack. I get even with the son of a gun. I'm gonna tie him across the railroad track. So I tied him across the railroad track, and the train keep coming at a thousand rate. He coughed up that old red shirt, and the gosh darn goat, well, he flagged that train. Well, the darn fool, the old fool, married me a widder, and the midder had a daughter, and her name was Ma. My daddy fell in love, got married to the daughter, and now my daddy is my own son-in-law. Went to the station and I bought me a ticket, and I hopped on the train and I sat right down. I stuck the ticket in the brim of my hat, and the wind came along, blew down on the ground. Well, the conductor came along for to collect my ticket. I had to get another get out on the track. I get even with the son of a gun. I buy a round trip ticket and I won't come back. With a waltz and a polka, kind of an interesting combination for a medley. These are both tunes from Paul Van Arsdale. Check. Paul is going to be with us here at Augusta, the last week of Augusta, right before the festival, and hopefully we'll be staying to do a hammer dulcimer workshop at the festival, which will be a real treat, because he's my favorite all-time hammer dulcimer player. And in fact, Saturday, I was at his family reunion where his two other brothers, who are just about as good as he is, were all there, and they were all playing trios and stuff like that, which was a real mind blower.
Yeah.
Paul and I have worked at these for years.
It's the polka.
First polka.
On second thought. Let's play Cluck Old Hen. Okay, the first one's called Grandpa's Waltz, and the second one is called the Clarinet Polka. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Those of you who were here, when Paul and I did a little program here last year, my wife Parthy made her performance debut playing some John Philip Sousa stuff with me. Well, we've since worked up actually quite a number of John Philip Sousa stuff, and I'd like to play one for you now. Because it's always been my dream to have a marching hammer dulcimer band. I mean, this trapezoid stuff with quartets is fine, but what I want is 50. And a big round one with strings with the name of the band on the side that you can go along. And, you know.
Okay, Paul.
So much for my credentials as the Appalachian music teacher around here. Next year, we'll start brass band techniques. Well, these are two tunes that both Paul and I have done for years individually, but have never really worked out. Well, actually, Paul just learned one of them this afternoon. Sounds like you've been playing it for years. These are two of my favorite tunes from one of my favorite writers, a guy by the name of Turlough O'Carolan, who lived back in the late 1600s, early 1700s. He was a blind Irish harp player, wrote a whole bunch of music that's been popularized by a lot of people. I'm sure that Devilish Mary played some, and Trapezoid has played some, and all of you have heard some at one time or another. And this is Fanny Power and Planxty Irwin. Thank you. Well, as long as this thing is gradually slipping more and more out of tune, I'll finish up with it. Paul and I are going to play another set of Van Arsdale tunes. This is an old shape note hymn from the Christian Harmony, a tune that I first heard at the Dutch Cove. In Dutch Cove, North Carolina, at the Morning Star singing. Quay Smathers led the singing, and I'll never forget hearing this song called Samanthra. His voice has the sound of the dulcimer sweet, is heard through the shadows of death. The cedars of Lebanon bow at his feet, the air is perfumed with his breath. His lips as the fountain of righteousness flow, that waters the garden of grace, from which their salvation the Gentiles shall know, and bask in the smiles of his face. My soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call. My comfort by day, and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Where dost thou at noontide resort? Death should I weep, or alone in the wilderness roam? We're going to finish up this dulcimer stuff with two tunes that Paul wrote, Van Arsdale that is, the Niski Una Ramble and the Dulcimer Reel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm going to wind up here with a couple tunes. One, incidentally, is a tune that I found about Elkins. Something I'm sure you're going to want to take home to your grandchildren. Actually, the only song I've ever heard. If there's another song that about Elkins, I'm sure either Jerry Mellins or Bob Delsimer knows about it.
Scotsman, he says nay. Well, the Welshman says it's a pin cushion with a pin stuck in the wrong way. Well, three men went hunting and something they did find. They came upon a toad frog and that they left behind. Irishman says it's a toad frog and the Scotsman, he says nay. The Welshman says it's a jaybird with its feathers blown away. They left behind. The Irishman says it's an outhouse, and the Scotsman he says nay. The Welshman says it's a church house with a steeple blown away. Three men went hunting, and something they did find. They came right up to Elkins, and that they left behind. The Irishman says it's Elkins, and the Scotsman he says nay. Well, the Welshman says it's the end of the world, let's go back the other way.
Talking to a neighbor of mine the other day, who's an awful good fiddle player. I said, Beecher, how'd you ever learn to play the fiddle? And he told me one of the greatest stories I think I've ever heard in my life. He said when he was a little boy, he used to go down by Cox's Creek, which flows down behind his house. And he and his brothers used to go out. He had four brothers, and they used to go out and catch fireflies every Saturday night. And they'd get a whole mason jar, quart jar full of fireflies. Some of you probably remember doing this when you were kids, and they'd get 15 cents down at the gas station for those fireflies. I don't know what they did with them, but they got 15 cents for every quart jar of fireflies. It had to be full, though. So they'd work all Saturday night catching fireflies. Now, there was one place, only one place in the whole county that Beecher's mother said that he could not go, and that was over by old man Estep's house. Now, nobody really knew old man Estep. He always lived alone. Nobody ever saw him except in church on Christmas when he always sat in the back pew. But everybody avoided him like they do with people that they don't know. Well, one day, Beecher was down catching fireflies on Cox's Creek, and he looked over across the creek there, and there was a whole boxwood bush just full of fireflies. And he reckoned there must have been a good 45 cents worth of fireflies just sitting right in that one bush. But that bush was sitting right in front of old man Estep's house. Well, he was all alone. His brother's off further on down the bend of the creek. And he says, well, they're never going to find out. So he snuck over there. He snuck right up to that bush, and he started taking them fireflies. And all of a sudden, he heard something coming from the house, something he had never heard before. He kind of snuck over, and he looked in the house and looked in the window. And there was old man Estep sitting in front of the fireplace, rocking in a rocking chair, that big old white beard that he had. He'd seen him once or twice. You know, he had that big old white beard laying right across this fiddle. His beard was so big you couldn't hardly even see the fiddle, but he was fiddling up something, you know. Why, that music, whatever it was, he'd never heard a fiddle before. It just did something to Beecher inside him, made him dance, and he just sat there transfixed. means he couldn't move, you understand. Sitting there all night, listening to that fiddle music, and finally when he got home, he just took that mason jar, emptied every firefly out, and just walked back home. And he went back there every Saturday night. He'd pretend like he was going off. He'd leave his mason jar the other side of the creek, jump over there, sit right next to that boxwood bush, and just listen to old man Easton play the fiddle every single Saturday night. And he got to where he knew every tune that old man Easton played. Finally, for his birthday one year, his mom says, "Now, Beecher, what do you want for your birthday?" He says, "Mama, I've been thinking about it all year, and I want a fiddle." She says, "You don't want a fiddle. Fiddle players never end up to be any good. They're just good for nothings all their lives. You know that, don't you? Isn't that right, Blackie?" He says, "Well, I want a fiddle." He says, "Now, don't talk foolish. We can't afford a fiddle. Well, if I get my own money, can I get one?" She says, "Well, yes, you could." So old Beecher, he went out and he worked tobacco and he slopped hogs and he mowed hay and he hauled hay and he did every rotten job that nobody else wanted to do. And by the end of the summer, he had himself $10 together and he walked right up to old man Eastep's house and he knocked on the door. Door opened. Old man Eastep was sitting there and he was surprised because no one had ever knocked on his door before. Oh, except once when the Jehovah Witnesses came by, of course, but they never bothered him ever after again. Well, he looked right down at Beecher, and Beecher looked right up at him, that old long white beard just a wagging in his face just like that. And he said, "Well, hello, Beecher." Beecher jumped back about a foot, and he says, "How do you know my name? We've never met." "Oh, you've been sitting out by my boxwood every Saturday night, haven't you, listening to me play?" He said, "I didn't mean any harm." He said, "I know you're the only one who's ever paid any attention to me or my music either. What can I do for you?" He says, "Well, Mr. Eastep," he got real brave, cleared his throat and said, "Mr. Eastep, I've come trying to get a fiddle, and I figure if anybody knew how to get one, you would." Old man Eastep just scratched his beard for a second. He says, "Well, now, Beecher, I just may have a fiddle in here for you." And he went up, opened this closet, and about 20 yards of junk fell out. He reached up way on the top shelf and pulled out this fiddle. Handed it down to Beecher, and he said, "Beecher, what do you think of it?" Well, he looked at that thing. It was all scratched. Half of it was cracked, and there was dust and cobwebs inside. It only had a string or two. But old Beecher thought it was the most beautiful thing he'd ever laid his eyes on. Old man, he stepped, strung it up, and he says, "Well, try it out." And he stuck it under his chin, took that bow like he'd seen old man, he stepped, do 100 times, and drew it across there. He said, "The damn thing's broken." He says, "Well, it ain't broken. There's just ain't any music in it. Now, what you need to do, Beecher, is you need to go out and you need to put some music in that fiddle." So Beecher said, "All right." Ran off down the road with that new fiddle under his arm, bow under the other one, and not having the slightest idea what old man Eastep had talked about putting music in that fiddle. So he's thought about it all night, couldn't even get to sleep. Early the next morning, he got up and he ran down, ran right down to his Uncle Billy Banner's farm. Uncle Billy had the biggest tobacco patch anywhere around there, and he hopped right on the back of Uncle Billy's old mule. He says, "Uncle Billy, can I ride around with you for today?" Uncle Billy says, "Well, yes, if you'll play me a tune on the fiddle." He says, "I can't play the fiddle. I got to put some music in it, and that's why I want to ride around with you." So he sat right on the back of that old mule all day, went up each furrow and down the next and up and down and up and down all day in the hot sun, and finally at the end of the day, he was tired and went home. And that fiddle was just a little bit heavier at the end of the day. Now, the next morning, his brother was working down at Skokie there on the mines. So he went right down to Skokie and put that little hard hat on, went right down into the belly of that mine and sat there all day. It was cool in there. It was nice. And that fiddle was a